BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Egyptian president says the country's army has targeted a jihadist training camp in retaliation for the attack on Coptic Christians south of the capital, Cairo. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi did not say where the camp was. Earlier, he said the gunmen would not divide the nation. At least 28 Coptic Christians were killed when their bus was ambushed while they were travelling to a monastery. The G7 group of industrial nations have called on internet companies to do more to stop the spread of hateful extremist content online. At a summit in Italy, the British Prime Minister Theresa May said the battle against terrorist groups was moving online and service providers and social media companies had to increase their efforts to address terrorist content. But the G7 leaders were unable to reach an agreement on climate change at their summit. Police in Britain say they've arrested most of the network they believe was linked to Monday's suicide bomb attack at a concert in the city of Manchester. 9 people are currently in custody, but Britain's chief counter-terrorist policeman said more arrests were likely. Ariana Grande, who was performing in Manchester when the bomber struck, has said she will return to the city to give a benefit concert. There's been condemnation of remarks by the leader of the opposition Labour Party in Britain, Jeremy Corbyn, that the country should pursue a less interventionist foreign policy to reduce the risk of terrorism. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, said there could be no excuse for attacks. Mr Corbyn had said what's been called the war on terror wasn't working. Libyan militia groups opposed to the UN-backed government have launched a series of attacks in the capital, Tripoli. The health ministry says 28 people have been killed. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said that he has issued instructions to remove the word arena from all stadium names in the country. He said the word does not exist in Turkish, and he expressed his distaste for what went on in arenas in the ancient world, the dismemberment of people by animals. That's our latest summary, and I'll be back at the top of the hour with a full bulletin of BBC News.